Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Amanda Lubick from Fidelis Advisors, a mergers and acquisition advisory firm. Amanda, when you look at the value of a business, what do you look at?
Well, there are a lot of factors that make up a business's value. Things like the balance sheet, inventory, how the business runs day-to-day, and real estate. Each of these has different tax implications. So, before putting a business up for sale, it's crucial to identify and understand them. That way, we can present the assets in the best possible light and in the most tax-efficient way. Also, let's not forget about earnings.
So some business owners fixate on the asking price, but they don't always think about how much they're actually going to walk away with after everything's said and done. How do you help them understand the difference?
Great question. I like to say there are two parts: what you get, aka purchase price, and what you keep, also known as net cash at closing. This is what you walk away with and the important part. Net cash is a combination of purchase price, your debt, your cash levels, and what you pay in taxes. Different parts of a business are taxed differently, so sellers need to be strategic. So careful planning during negotiations is key to keeping more money in your pocket.
Amanda, it sounds like having experienced advisors is a big deal in this process.
Absolutely. Good advisors will get more cash in your pocket. There are a lot of moving parts in the sale of a business. A good team makes sure everything is handled properly so sellers don't run into surprises later, like unexpected taxes or liability issues. Having the right advisors can make all the difference in closing a successful deal.
So who should sellers have on their team to get the best outcome?
You'll want a solid lineup, including a business broker, attorney, CPA, estate planner, and wealth manager. Experience in M&A is super important because it helps sellers avoid common pitfalls and structure a deal in a way that maximizes value while minimizing tax and legal headaches.
Thank you, Amanda. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the John Justice Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.